too, and yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Okay, okay, well, let me grab them. We'll see what we can do. Hang on here.
And I don't, like, I just want to take on a strictly, like, roofing and siding job. I'm booked out past a year with, like, interior work, so I can't. I'm not going to take on it for, like, interior stuff.
Got it. Thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Yeah, yep.
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
It's been good. It's been a busy morning so far.
Yeah.
Good problem to have, though. I'm not complaining. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But aside from us just landing you, like, roofing and siding jobs primarily, did you have any other, like, questions or concerns about the listing or how it works?
Just really the cost and if it could really be fixed. Because, I told your rep that I've paid two other companies, and you see what happens. You know, I can't even get on. I guess she said you can't get on my website right now.
Yeah.
So website, I'm not too happy to hear that.
What companies did you pay? I mean, I see there's Home Advisor by Angie's List on here. Is there another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like something direct, like Yellow Direct or...
Huh.
Something direct. It's
gotcha.
Yellow and black colors. They're all Indian speaking people.
Oh,
you know,
well,
it's probably a scam. I probably got scammed.
Red flag, yeah, red flag. The Google partners, we're all in the same network, you know, so we're pretty aware of each other. So, you know, and I know Home Advisor.
I get so many calls with SEO companies and. Mm-hmm. Just so many companies, and you never know. I never know what to believe and what not to believe anymore. It makes it really hard.
Yeah, let me make it easier on you. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. So here comes my direct number and extension. I'm also going to send you our pricing page and link to our reviews. Also send you a link to the Google Partner directory so you can see we're actually a Google partner. Yeah, that'll make it a lot easier. That way you know you're actually talking to the right people.
Right.
Yeah, because we've been in business since 2004, and I've been doing it for 12 years, and one of my pet peeves of working here, it's not even the job itself. It's just hearing things like that where there's people out there that are not Google partners, and it kind of hurts us. Like it takes... Yeah, it takes away a lot of our credibility, and we have to kind of, like, really wear a black eye almost for things we didn't do.
I'm a contractor, so trust me. There's already a stigma on contractors, so
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to obviously give you the peace of mind. No, you're talking to the right people right now. And as a Google partner, you know, with these placements, we can only work with one guy per industry per area when a spot opens up. And so usually when a spot opens up, Google will send us a list of the companies that they feel qualify. And that's actually how we got your information. So it's not, and it's not like a pay per lead or click or call campaign. So, you know, like Home Advisor by Angie's List you're doing now, they're using Google advertising to get the leads they sell to you. So they do something kind of similar like this. Okay. So all we're talking about right now.
I did that yesterday. I literally just paid that yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, that's actually a good thing, though, because you could probably still get that back. I don't think that's ideal. Long-term solution for you to pay a lead fee for every job or every lead, whether you get it or not.
Right. Yeah, I know. And honestly, they just kept calling and calling and calling, so just to shut them up, I was like, hey, just, all right, here, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Just kind of a situation like that.
Well, it's not a bad thing to, like, get your business name out there, Matt. I mean, I think that's obviously a good thing. You want to brand your business, especially when you're talking about doing, like, roofing and siding jobs. Credibility is a huge factor. Like, people are not going to want to hand you $10,000, $12,000. They can't even look you up and verify who you are, you know?
I'm 15. I'm going on 15 years straight word of mouth. I just put a website up last year, and obviously I'm not happy with that either.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's not working. But yeah, I've been word of mouth ever since the beginning. So until last year.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot. If you could do anything, you know, just word of mouth in 2024, you know, that you're talking a lot.
And that's all I try to tell customers, too. I said, I'm built off straight word of mouth. I mean, if you need references, I got a book of them. So.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's killing you right now. It's like, if I hear about you from my friends and I'm like, okay, I trust it. His roof looks great. Let me go look these guys up. Give him a call. Well, when I go to look you up, I don't know if you've looked yourself up, but you got one review and it's a 1-star.
Yeah, it's from a driver from the trailer not being connected.
Okay.
I replied to the guy, but he didn't reply back. I told him to give me a call. You know, I'll make it. Whatever happened, I'll fix it, but I guess nothing happened. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to fix that. Because, like, even if you're landing people through a word of mouth chain, they're going to look. You know, and they're going to try to call through there, and it's like, you know, they see that 1-star, that could cost it hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, literally, there's lawsuits for people writing complaints like that, you know, because it's damaging to a business's reputation. Now, I can't guarantee you we'd get that removed, but it's only one review. I mean, we could either start one from scratch, since it's just one bad review, we could start one from scratch, or we could bury it with new jobs. By having you on the first page as top recommended, and then obviously maybe go back to some people that you have done work for over the last 15 years, send them a link to that Google business profile. It's really easy to do through your tracking system, and I'll just ask them to put that star rating up there, and we can kind of build it back up. That'd be the first line of defense. Also, like, you know, verifying your business, doing a Google verification, that helps a lot too. They know that you're licensed, insured, or at least have the stuff that's required by the state of PA to do these jobs, you know? We'll get that knocked out too. So it's a credibility factor. Basically, Google's an online word of mouth chain though, Matt. That's what I was saying. Like, if you can do anything regular word of mouth, like, people are going, hey, Google, where's the best roofer, you know? Find a siding contractor, you know, and then we're coming in, you know, making you show up as a top recommended option. So, and then not to mention,
I've tried to.
I could tell.
Yeah, I was telling you, rep. I called everybody I possibly could, you know, trying to get a hold of Google to try to fix all this stuff, but.
I couldn't. Yeah, well, that's what they have the Google partners for. I mean, you got to understand, there's only so many spots on the first page, right? So, like, if you got 20 roofers calling from the same area trying to get on the first page of Google, you know, 90% of those calls, we got to turn them down because we're already working with somebody. Somebody's already up there, you know? We're not going to take them down to put you up. So they don't want people calling them because otherwise most of the calls they're getting is business owners wanting to do Google advertising. We don't have a spot for their territory.
Right.
So the way they do it is they go, okay, when a spot opens up, they send a list of the qualified candidates to their partners like us. That's the whole point of the Google Partner Program. And then we call out to you guys. You know, obviously we pre-screen you again. That's kind of what you went through with Tara. She's asking some questions just to make sure it's even a good fit for you. And then, you know, if it's something you want to capitalize on, we'll put you up there. So the crazy thing is there's guys that try to do it on their own and they get so deep into the rabbit hole and eventually find out I'm going to have to join a Google partner one day. Right. So the benefit to you right now is that we have the spot open. And then I could also help you with the website too. It's not bad, but it needs some TLC for sure.
Right. So what's the website? You and I, all I got to do is really contact them to have them change whatever, but even contacting them, they'll be like, all right, we'll give you a call in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then call me, I'm in the middle of a job, and I miss it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could get you a whole new site from scratch, too. It's kind of nice to have everything under one roof anyway. That way we don't have to call you, have you call them, and then go through that whole mess. You know, I could just say, hey, Google's saying we should do this to the site. It's like you give us the go-ahead, and it takes us, we say, 24 hours until you see the changes. So you don't got to go through all that mess.
I'm on a job right now. So what's the cost of
okay.
it?
Yeah, so in the pricing page I sent you, the one with the website, the Facebook ads, all the bells and whistles, that'll basically turn us into your one-stop shop for online advertising. It's called the Platinum Bundle. The Platinum Bundle is advertised at $5.99. If you're willing to come on board with us today and give us a shot, I can reduce the rate by 50%. I'll drop it down to $2.99.
Let's do it right now.
Okay. Let me create your account. Okay. Well, before you pay, I got to verify this stuff too, because I'm going to probably try to do your Google business profile from scratch, to be honest, just so that we don't have to go through that. So, I know it's Answer Construction LLC. The phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday closed. Do you want to leave it like that?
Just go 7 days a week.
Okay, so 8 to 6, Monday through Sunday. And then this website that you have, you want to use, or do you own that domain?
Yeah.
You own it?
Yeah. Yeah, I own that domain, yeah.
You'll be able to give us access to it so we could remodel it instead of buy a whole new domain?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you my access.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook business profile yet?
I don't. Technology illiterate.
Don't worry. Yeah, we got you. Facebook business profile needs to be created. All right. And then, what's the business street address? 331 Thomas Street still?
Yeah, that's one of my properties. Yeah, you could, do that one.
Well, only sometimes they need to send a pin in the mail. I'm not going to have this displayed anywhere, but if they're saying, like, I'm going to send you a verification form for you to fill out, like, send in, like, your license, your insurance, and everything, and if there's something missing on there where they can't verify it, then what they do is they send this postcard to you in the mail. But it's not like it's something
I did that before.
Yeah, the pin verification.
I think it was, like, last year, 2 years ago, I got something in the mail, but then I looked online, and they said, the number I called, they're like, do not give this pin to nobody. And if somebody asks for it,
the 5-digit number on the back.
Yeah,
you're supposed to.
Is that true that I'm not supposed to give that to nobody?
No, the whole point of them sending it to you is so that you could verify it. You could plug it into the back end of your Google business profile. But as a Google partner, we're building your Google business profile. So we have to verify it. So we may have to go through that process again. But what I'm going to try to do is just have you fill out the form and then see if I could use the old one since the address is the same and just verify it that way. But if there's an issue, then we have to resend it, and then I do need the 5-digit code so that I can get access to that Google business profile and then do the optimization that moves it up to the front of the first page. So to answer your question,
I think I was so pissed.
You shouldn't give it to anybody but a Google partner or plugging it into the back of your Google business profile yourself.
See, right? I was so pissed when I, cause I spent like $900 or something.
Jesus.
And then I got that postcard in the mail with the number on it.
Yeah.
But then when I called the number, they were like, well, we need that number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not right, Zach. I thought that was a red flag. So
no.
If you guys can put me on the first page of Google up top, let's just do it now.
Yeah, we're going to do it, but what I'm getting at is this: the verification has to be completed. So I have your street address. Like I said, I'm going to send you the form. Fill out the form as much as you can. If there's anything missing, then we'll end up having to send that postcard, and we will need the 5-digit code from the back when it comes in. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. What's your last name, Matthew? Or Matt, sorry.
Bruner, it's Matthew. I mean, that's my real name, but just...
Yeah.
I just go by Matt, but Bruner, B-R-U-N-N-E-R.
Okay. I'll always call you Matt, but I'm just going to send a business invoice to you, so that way it has your legal name and business name on it. That way you could write it off as a business expense later. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Answer Construction 331 at gmail.com. I have like an email to my, like a, it's like Matt B at Answer Construction LLC, but I don't even know how to get to it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I have an old one from like MySpace days that I don't even know how to access anymore. Yeah, there's a couple
right
there in the data space that's taking up room. All right. So I got your business profile all set up. We will need access to the domain during your client interview. We don't got to do that right now. And then we're going to create a business Facebook profile for you so we can run ads through it.
Okay.
So there's going to be a client interview.
Quick question. You're going to need my payment right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get it from you.
Because I don't even
know
if I got to get to my house or not.
Yeah.
I'm at one of my rentals.
Yeah, I need to secure the payment in order to take it off the board so that way you guys get that spot there.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and grab that. But while you're doing that, I want to schedule a client interview with you. The client interview is where they do a lot of the customization. So they'll go over, like, how you want your website to look, the service area you cover, all the services you offer. I know you're targeting roofing and siding jobs, but, you know, we want to go more in detail with it because there's 15 different keywords or services we could list you for at a time. So usually a client interview, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window.
You going to, hold on, you going to lunch?
Oh.
All right, yeah, I'll be, okay. All right, cool. All right, that's perfect.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, what? I'm not going to lunch. but it's a 30 to 40 minute client interview. We asked for an hour window to complete it. What's like the best time to knock that out with you?
It has to be past 6:30 today.
Shoot, I mean, I have a 6 to 7 slot. I can ask them to call you closer to 6:30 if that works for you.
Well, if it's 6, let's just shoot for 6.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything changes,
yeah,
or you can't make it,
I'm a moron.
It's okay. Just text me back if something pops up or you can't make it, and then I can reschedule it for you. But we don't get paid unless you get paid, Matt. So you don't. It, you know, it's moron friendly.
I got the memory of a goldfish. For real. Swear to God.
It's okay. I have a guy I work with. He literally has like short term memory. He's like almost 80, but they've had the company for like 45 years. He's in like the DFW area of Texas, and every time I talk to him, he has like no idea what's going on. I have to like fully reintroduce myself from the top every time. Story, but
if you call me, and that might happen to me too. I had a pretty serious. I did wreck my car when I was younger. So I do have a little bit of brain damage, but I laugh about it because that's all you can do.
I think that's just kind of like one of the things that you earn as a man. You know, becoming a man.
You
get on the head real good.
All right, exactly.
I think we all go through that.
Yeah, all types of war wounds. Yeah.
I'm like that too. Yeah. I laid down a motorcycle when I was 21 and I never drove one again. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I used to race motocross, so.
You'd be dead.
I broke basically every bone in my body.
Oh my God.
I raced motocross for KTM, actually. I was semi professional.
Lacrosse?
But, motocross.
Oh, motocross. KTM. I thought you said lacrosse. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, motocross is so dangerous.
Yeah.
I used to love that Nitro Circus with Travis Pastrana.
Travis Pastrana, he's crazy.
Yeah, he broke like
I met him. I was at his house 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
In Maryland. He lives in Maryland.
Legend. But I bet he's in so much pain every day.
No, he's not. He actually, I spoke with him. I was at his house. At the house, Nitro Circus, you know, the house that they film at. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like right in the backyard, they have all that stuff set up.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. But if you talk to him, he doesn't take no painkillers. No, none of that.
Really?
And he seems like he's fine. I think he's just that fucking tough.
Yeah, that's brutal. I feel like with all that metal in your body, like his whole spine is like metal, you know? His jaw, like everything.
Yeah.
Like ankles, like, man, I don't know. I feel like I would.
You don't bitch about nothing.
Yeah, that's nuts. He doesn't limp around or anything?
No. Nope. Hmm.
That's
not at all. At least when I seen him, nope. He was fine.
Yeah, that's
he is like you see him on TV. That's a real person. A
lot of personality.
Yeah, like
a lot of energy.
Yeah. too much energy.
Yeah.
Too much.
He lived a fun life.
Yeah.
You know, motocross is the stuff. I was all about it when I was young. I used to like the Metal Militia when I was young.
Yeah.
You remember those guys?
Yeah. Still there. They're still around.
Still around? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super into that when I was younger. I probably spent like most of my early teen years just like obsessed with the Metal Militia and motocross.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was digging. I was a stage two. I had a stage two sponsorship with KTM. They gave me 6 bikes a year. I had a KTM trailer, a 16-foot trailer with a kitchenette in it, like that, all that stuff. But I ended up breaking, me and my brother, we both raced, but my brother broke his back, and then I ended up breaking both my legs and my pelvis.
Ooh.
And that was basically, that was a body cast. So after that, dude, I was just like,
I don't want to do that.
I had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still ride and shit, but I mean, I don't race. Dude.
For
I
fun.
Can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to do for fun. It's been a while since I've ridden on a motorcycle. Like, I used to have like a 250. I don't know what bike. I mean, it's a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm like 6'2", so I'm not a little guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 5'10", so I'm short. Kind of short.
That's not short. That's above average. But
that's average, yeah.
Yeah, but I used to have a huge bike, and then my dad made me get rid of it. He was like, you're going to die. Focus on football.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
You don't want me doing it anymore.
Did you go anywhere with football?
Yeah, I did. I went to Sac State.
Okay, my best friend was Paul Puzlesny. Do you know Paul? Number one linebacker in the nation, Penn State. Played for the Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars. You don't
know? What was his last name?
Puzlesny. Paul Puzlesny.
Puzlesny? Like with a Z?
Yeah. Yeah, Puzlesny. Yeah. If you look
up. I found it. He's still in the league? He's like 39 now, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, no, he retired 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm 32, so I think he's a little bit like before.
Yeah.
Yeah. 39.
Yeah,
man.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah. He's got like a solid more than 10 years, or about almost 10 years on me.
Yeah, dude was we knew he was going pro from high school.
Oh, dude, he just looked at his face. Look at his face, his neck, his shoulders.
His neck. His neck is crazy. Looks like a mountain on his shoulders, his head.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that dude was not. We won states and shit like that, but he was the only reason we won. He was our running back and our linebacker, so nobody can get around him and nobody could stop him. So it was like, he was our team. He was the team.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like, by the time you're in high school, he's probably like a man amongst boys. Like,
he was 6'45 in high school.
Yeah, that's 245, brutal.
6'1". 6'1" or something like that. But
yeah.
He's big. They were feeding him steroids, though. Nobody believed that he was natural. It was just it was too unrealistic.
Yeah, they didn't really have a way to test for that until, I think, like 2009, 2010. So, I mean, if he got in there before or around that era, then I'm pretty sure he went under the radar with it. There was a lot of guys juicing back in the day and getting away with it.
Right when he got into Penn State, like when he graduated, and he went to Penn State, obviously, and within a year, then he just looked like a completely different monster. Like,
when you get to college, they're like working out multiple hours every day. But
we're getting off topic.
I could talk to you about motocross and football all day. So I sent you the invitation for the client interview between 6 and 7. You said it's okay if they call like right at 6. You don't need the 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, 6 is fine.
All right. So I'll put it between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard. All right, and then I got everything set up. So we just got to secure that first month's payment, and then the spot's yours, and we'll send out your verification form. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I'm looking for my wallet right now. So is this $250 a week? I mean, a month?
It's $299 a month.
Okay.
So it's month by month. There's no other charges, Matt. So it's literally just you pay once a month. There's no, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees, no surprises. Everything's included in the package, even the website setup.
Okay. So you think I could drop Angie's because I just got it yesterday?
Yeah. Give us a little bit of time, though, to get you through the verification and get it up and running first. Don't do that immediately.
Okay.
I mean, unless like, you just did it yesterday and you want to try to get that money back, then, yeah, you want to call them back as soon as possible. Don't let that
leave. Yeah, I did it yesterday. Literally.
Okay. Well, yeah, if that's your route and you're planning on trying to get reimbursed from them, then definitely call them back as soon as possible. You're going to have to tell them something crazy, like, oh, we're closing our business, and, like, I want my money back. I made a mistake, you know. Usually that'll go. I could also send you, like, a form, too, that you could fill out if it gets to that point.
But, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to use – I got – this ain't my debit – this is my wife's debit card. I can't find mine.
Oh, shit.
So
– okay.
Let me run this one time, and then can I put a monthly, like, you could just charge my card every month?
Well, yeah, that's how it's set up. It's set up to auto-process each month on the 16th.
All right, can you set this one up only for this payment, though? I don't want this one being – I just can't find my wallet. I just want to take care of this right now. That's all.
Yeah.
Like, I just want this card ran once.
I gotcha. They send over the invoice receipt, and then it's set up to auto process. I can, like, drop in a calendar here to, like, remind you, but also if you can put it in your own calendar as well. Okay. Just so that it doesn't get lost in the mix.
Okay. Hey, can I just use my routing number and check number?
No, can't do that. Can't take your routing account number. That's super sketchy. Never give that out, actually.
Okay.
If there's one thing to never give out, it's that. Because if you don't like somebody, you could switch your card. Like, if you don't want to do Home Advisor, you could go get a new card for $5 and they don't have your billing information anymore, you know? But your routing number, no matter how many cards you get, like, they got access to your bank account. So, like, don't give that to people or anybody.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for you. Well, what's her name?
All right.
Her first name.
Well, on the card?
Yeah. Your wife.
Teresa. Okay. T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. Bruner?
Yep. B-R-U-N-N-E-R.
Okay. And the billing address is the same? Is the street address?
The
331? The
331, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. 6011.
6011.
014. 0146.
0146.
0788.
0788.
5857.
5857. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0229.
229, and three-digit code on the back.
354.
354, okay. Now, I'm going to walk you through this form for a second here. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but I do want to show you the verification form so at least you know how to get to it, and then you got to send us some information, like any license or insurance that you have for your Google verification. Now, you only got to get Google verified once. Like, this is an advanced verification. It's not just a PIN verification that we do. So once we get you through this process, Matt, like, even if you leave our services later, you're still a Google verified contractor. So this is going to help a lot with, like, your credibility, making sure that people know, like, you're legit and you can get the job done. Okay.
I mean, I think I'm already verified, I think, with that blue little check.
Yeah, that's the verification. But what I'm getting at is, okay, so I'm going to try to request a whole new Google business profile for you, because the one you have is just kind of that one-star rating. We might not be able to remove it. Okay, if they're telling us we can't remove it, and since you're already PIN verified at that same address, then we can't build a whole new Google business profile, then the next plan of action is to try to bury it, right, with good reviews.
As an address, like home address, I have 29 properties, so if we need to change that, we can.
Well, the PIN for the business, you can only have one business, like, name, address, phone number, and website, right? It's all intertwined.
Okay.
It's not like, unless you have literally, like, multiple locations that you wanted to PIN verify and have multiple accounts running, but then you're paying, like, $2.99 for each one of them if I gave you the same deal. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the idea is to clear the discrepancies, right? And if they won't let us clear the discrepancies, okay, that's fine. It's only one review. Over the next 6 months of doing this, you know, we're going to generate a bunch of jobs for you. So that obviously you got to remember though to ask for the review or go into your tracking system, put their number in there and send them a link. So I'll show you all this stuff right now. Hold on. It sounds complicated, but it's really easy. But we want to build up your reviews. So that way, you know, by the time you get five more of them, that one, you know, you'll be at a 4-star rating. So okay, even if we could send that text to like people you worked with in the past and get four of them to write something or five of them to write something, yeah, it'll bury that, you know, and we'll be fixing the reputation. And then moving forward, we have review monitoring in place. So now if somebody writes something new, it has to be a verified review. It won't just stick like that one. We could dispute them and stuff. So if we have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm sending you some stuff. There's going to be a couple of links. Like the first one will be an outline of the agreement in writing, Matt. So everything's documented in black and white, what you paid us for today. And then that's locked in. So that $299 pricing structure, you know, you keep that indefinitely. Okay. It's not going to go back up to $599 later. It'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. It's set up to renew each month on the 16th. You could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We do ask that, you know, you try to be responsive to calls from us and your customers. Give the service at least 2 months when you first sign up. It is month to month. You could cancel at any time, but we just ask you for a 2-month verbal so that way we could show you as much return on investment as possible before you evaluate it. We want to give you a full 30 to 45 days of being up there. And obviously at that time, if I can bring in a couple of roof jobs by then, I'm sure you won't have any problem. Keep using it. But all right. So the invoice is there. That's outline of the agreement. You're going to see another form that came through. It'll say for Google verification. Okay. I want you to look at this. I know you say you're not computer savvy. That's why I want to show you this one where it says, Local Splash, Matthew, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information. You see it?
Yep.
All right. You click on that link.
Click on it?
Yeah, that's the form right there. Okay.
No.
You can take your time with it. It usually takes my guys 2 to 3 days to get it back to me, but that's why I wanted to show it to you. Fill it out as much as possible. Please. At the bottom, it says, if you're missing anything, sometimes we have to verify you over the phone with a Google representative on the line with us. You want to check yes to that box that you're okay with that option. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But fill it out as much as you can.
Say that again?
No problem. So fill out the form as much as you can, right? If anything's missing, you want to make sure you hit yes on that box. So I'm just telling you from the gate, like, just make sure you hit yes on that box because – and when you submit that form, if there's something missing and then you say, hey, we can't verify you over the phone with the Google rep, we're stuck at that point.
All right, so just hit yes.
Yeah, make sure you put yes on that and obviously fill out the rest of it as much as you can over the next couple of days. You don't have to get it to me right now.
Okay, cool.
And then the other text message is going to be a login for your account dashboard and tracking system. Later this evening, you'll be able to go into your email. There's an actual like YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system. And there's an app you could download to your mobile device. So that way you don't have to like look up the site every time. You can just have a little app there. And that's cool because it lets you see all the clients we're bringing in. If you're missing calls, there's like a pipeline of leads in there. You could go call people back. You could also request reviews through the tracking system. And it's just a good way for us to show you each month, like what we're doing for you, you know?
Okay, cool.
So that way you know you're not just burning $300 on marketing.
Right.
Okay. And that's it. I mean, I don't want to overwhelm you, right? So like sign the subscription terms, try to fill out that Google form as quickly as you can. And then obviously your tracking system information's there. We're going to circle back with you at 6 o'clock for the client interview and we'll go over it all again just to make sure you're not missing anything. And then also, in there, you save my number. The first text I sent you is my direct number and extension. If you have questions, comments.
Text?
Yeah, the first one. It's that 877 number. If you go down,
see
it says, hi, this is John H. with localsplash.com. Okay. And it's the same phone number that I'm texting you on, right? If you hit extension 1, there's always a live operator here to help you. But if you want to call me directly, you got to hit that 544 number.
Okay. 6325, extension 544.
Exactly. And so because you're telling me you're not computer savvy, I want to go over, you know, like above and beyond and make sure that it works for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm a moron for real. So I'm going to tell you that.
That's fine, though. Like, I work with guys who have, like, flip phones, you know? I just got to pivot and do things a little bit differently for you guys. So,
Well, I keep up with it. I mean, I always have the newest Note phone, but, I don't know how to use it, but it was cool.
But, I mean, you can get texts, you know? Like, you know? So that's good.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot easier than that, you know? But I just want to make sure that, you know, it's working for you. And our goal is, even though it's month to month, we want to work with you for years, you know? And the only way that's going to happen is if we make sure that, you know, you're seeing success with the campaign. So if there's any, like, questions, comments, concerns that you have along the way, like, don't hesitate to call, you know? No questions or dumb questions. Like, don't hesitate to call in and ask. We want to make sure that you're getting the right exposure and you're making money.
Awesome. Sounds good to me, John.
All right, Matt. Well, we're good to go. I secured that spot for you, so obviously I want to officially welcome you aboard. Oh, let me put a security question on your profile, just in case you get contacted by somebody and you're not sure if it's one of us or another Google partner. Okay. I'm going to put a security question on here. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Your first pet's name.
Okay. What was the first pet's name, Matt?
Antoine.
The French cat or what? French dog?
Nah, it was a dog. Named after Antoine Randall when he played for the Steelers.
Oh, man, that guy was a stud. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was.
Man, that's a throwback right there. All right. So you're a Steelers fan, man, huh?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. One of my best friends is from PA, but he's an Eagles fan. He's like super obnoxious.
Eagles.
Yeah. How do you feel?
The biggest rival.
Yeah. Right.
The
I
Eagles
know, right.
And the Ravens.
How do you feel about Russell Wilson?
He's older, but I think he's gonna do do some damage. I think.
Yeah. I honestly love the Steelers just because that your coach Tomlin, he's a stud. You guys managed, like, no matter how bad the roster is that you give that guy, he finds a way, you know? And now you have...
Yeah, we've never had a losing season. We haven't had a losing season in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his whole career, practically. And then now you have Justin Fields and Russell Wilson coming off of Kenny Pickett. Like, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers are going to be
I'm excited for this year. So.
Yeah. They're one of those teams I've always loved, though. I used to always watch them, like with James Harrison and Troy Polamalu back there. Yeah. I grew up in Southern California, so I was like a LaDainian Tomlinson Chargers fan. But because the Chargers always suck, I watched everyone.
Yeah, my business partner is in San Francisco.
Oh, no way.
He's a Niners fan.
Yeah. I have somebody here in the office. The Google headquarters is close to San Francisco, too, so a lot of the guys that we talk to are, like, 49er fans that we work with.
You work in the Google office?
Well, we're right next to, like, I sent you a link to our building. Like, Local Splash is right next to the Google headquarters, but we're by the Google Building 1. So it's the Southern California one. It's by
that
Irvine.
Is it cool?
Yeah. I've spent whole days in there just walking around in circles and just chatting with people.
Yeah.
They got slides.
Is there slides in there?
You get free food. They'll do your laundry for you. Like, the Google headquarters is something else. Yeah, I usually just go there for certification. Like, I don't actually, like, I have a certification, so I can just walk in there, you know? Like, I have the key card pass. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, I don't have, like, an office in the building, you know? So I don't go there every day.
Yeah,
I just go there, like, if I need a refresh certification or if they have, like, a course that we have to take.
I would just walk around and act like I did work there.
Well, yeah, they let us. Yeah. Like, I have access to the building. I can just go in there.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That is cool.
We may have to actually call with one of our reps across the street. Yeah, we have two guys in-house over at Google that oversee our operations. So if there is a problem with your PIN, then you're going to end up talking to one of them. So.
Yeah.
we'll let you know. Yeah. So I want to officially, though, like, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your work day, but look out for that phone call between 6 and 7, okay?
All right. Sounds good, John. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Right. You're very welcome. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.